take a chance and risk getting knocked out.
Your number one source for combat sports.
Oh, that's it. How good was that?
Boxing, mixed martial arts, and more.
And it's all over!
Bang! Right on the jaw!
Covering the fight game on a local, national, and global level.
How about the knockout?
Yeah. It landed chin to chin.
This is Fight Show Live with Ozone and T-Mac on Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan.
Oh, hell no. Here we go. It's Fight Show Live, Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan. Welcome back once again, ladies and or gentlemen. Another big show for you, man. As always, it's what you can expect from the home of, what do we call it, the art of ass whipping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, the business of beatdowns.
Business of beatdowns. There's a few monikers that we... Yeah. Attribute and apply to Fight Show Live on Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan. In the first segment, I think we'll review last night's activity.
And what a great card. Free TV.
You know, I didn't... The lineup just... There wasn't... I mean, there was like, you know, Michael Johnson, who has been a guest on our show many times. He was the Ultimate Fighter reality show competitor. Mm-hmm. He's fought a couple of friends of ours and lost to the James Krause and Eric Marriott.
Yep.
But now, and that was early in his career, and now he's really come into his own, and he had a real good showing last night.
Yeah, I think his move, we'll get into it later, but his move down to the Black Zillions really helped out his career, and it's definitely showing, as we saw last night.
For sure, and so we'll review a little of the activity in UFC last night, and then in the second segment, we're going to talk to another friend of ours that fights.
We got a lot of friends
in the UFC.
And
one thing I like to do is introduce...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The fighters that fight in the UFC to people they already know.
Yeah. You know? It is my friend. He's in the UFC. Yeah. And they're like, we train with them.
Yeah. And we knew him before you did.
Right. So
I'm like, yeah. Well, I just think it's funny. But yeah. Zach Cummings.
Yeah.
Star of The Ultimate Fighter 17 and the first guest that we had on this particular version of Fight Show Live.
Yeah.
He was in studio, and he will be in studio. We're expecting him about 8:20.
Yeah, definitely. I forgot about that. He was our first guest.
There's video footage of that.
Was he our first guest, or Sharkbait?
Well...
Because Sharkbait was here.
And there is an Ultimate Fighting connection with Sharkbait, too, we'll get into.
He was
the first...
segment.
A first guest.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. He was a bigger name than Sharkbait at the time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So and perhaps now he's fighting in the UFC.
Yes.
The 28th, 10 days from now. It's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. He's fighting in Indianapolis, and he will be our in-studio guest, Zach Cummings, in the second segment. Sharkbait, you mentioned, Anthony Gutierrez.
Mm-hmm. He has some news.
He's got some news that he's going to break. Well, I think a lot of people know already.
This will be the first time we actually get to hear his thoughts on being a part of his news.
Yes,
so,
I believe you are correct.
But right.
Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez, our good friend, has some news and some thoughts and some comments, and we'll get to hear from him. But on the phone. But I wanted him to be in studio. But I guess there's something with a family deal and. Family comes before fight show? Come on, man.
Come on. This should be your number one priority.
Priority, sweet daddy. But so we've got that, and then I think in the third segment we'll wrap things up and do some, I guess what do we call it?
Take it or leave it.
Take it and or leave it.
I don't know you can do and. You can't take it and leave it.
No,
maybe you can't.
Well, you know, I want to start off real quick. I had a great experience yesterday. I was tapped, not talking MMA activity, but I was tapped. I was selected. I was roped into. No, I shouldn't say that. But I did an event yesterday at Shawnee Mission South. It was a benefit for the Alzheimer's Association.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Blondes versus Brunette.
Football.
Let's play some football. And this is women. And it's flag football, at Shawnee Mission South, which is a spectacular high school football stadium. My God, all the cement that they poured into that stadium. I mean, Jesus, there's. I mean, it's pretty mm-hmm. spectacular facility. No college I went to, Kemper Military Junior College, or you get the rest of that Reese's there?
Mm-hmm, trying to.
But no college I went
staring
to.
Staring at me.
Yeah, it's not going to eat itself.
Right.
So
get
it's
radio
it.
Food.
Yeah.
But Shawnee Mission South, this stadium, I went to a Kemper Military Junior College, and there were some metal. There were a few metal bleachers scattered around the field and a cinder track. You know, but and then I went to, I graduated and took a degree from University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Took a degree from them. That sounds sinister.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it wasn't.
Well, I didn't receive it. I took it.
I took it.
Yeah, they didn't just hand it over.
And they now they do have a new soccer stadium and stuff and everything at the Stan Durwood Stadium at University of Missouri, Kansas City. But the stadium, I mean, and the field is up, it's Division I quality. But the state, there's no, like, cement bleachers. I mean, there's no big. The point is, this suburban school in Overland Park, Shawnee Mission South, was a spectacular venue.
Of course.
For Blondes versus Brunette, the fifth installment thereof.
What isn't a spectacular venue for that, though? I mean.
Oh, my God.
What we could have it in the break room over here and it'd be a spectacular venue for
these
that.
Women.
I would concur.
These women could play football.
Right.
Football.
It was fantastic. And my broadcast partner is my old friend. I've known about 20 years, pro football's dirtiest player, Conrad Dobler. He was a 10-year NFL starter, played 6 years with the St. Louis Football Cardinals. He was a right guard, he's an offensive lineman, played next to Dan Dierdorf in the Hall of Fame, of course. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, July 25th, 1977, pro football's dirtiest player. He was known for biting and eye gouging, and he perfected the leg whip. You know, which he really is illegal, but you know, he got away with it until he started calling him.
If the ref sees it.
If the ref sees it,
right.
Of course, exactly. But he's a terrific guy and my very good friend, and we had a lot of fun, and we were the PA announcers, and so had a lot of fun. Conrad also, he played 10 years in the league, 6 years with the Cardinals, 2 years blocking for Archie Manning, and he's the father of a couple of guys who play in the NFL.
Just a couple.
Yeah, Eli... And what's his name? Peyton, I think.
Never heard of
the other guy. Yeah, I don't know much about those guys, but Archie Manning, he was 2 years in the Pro Bowl. Both those years, Conrad Dobler was blocking for him, and then 2 years with the Bills, and 9 total knee replacements. Of course, he wears shorts, so you can see all the scars. And he's a total maniac, and just a terrific guy. It was a great experience. The Alzheimer's Association was the benefit for the Blondes. Versus Brunettes yesterday. The Blondes won. It was a 2-2. The series was tied at 2. This is the fifth installment, and it was a close game, 78-19.
Ooh.
Blondes win. But some of these girls.
Nail biter.
Yeah, it was a real nail biter.
Did they have more fun?
I think so because
they probably
of
did
the win.
With a 70, yeah.
But I want to thank Nicole Clifford and Michelle Marshall for getting me involved in that. It was really a good time and a terrific cause, Alzheimer's Association, Blondes versus Brunette. Game happened yesterday. So, all right, enough of that aside, but thank you for indulging. You didn't have any choice because I got the microphone. Ozone here.
Could have turned it off, T-Mac. But he didn't, so good for him.
T-Mac, Thomas McCullough alongside, and, of course, Tim Raynor. Captain Awesome, yeah. Who
gets, for some reason, there's always applause for that.
He always gets his own round of applause.
The people love me, yeah. You know?
Right.
When you're at the head of the console, I guess the applause can come whenever you want it to. But
people love me.
It's Fight Show Live on Sports Radio 102.5. The Fan, let's review and comment on what?
Do we have?
What
do we have?
We have Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez.
Shark Biza.
Gutierrez, not Gutierrez. It's Gutierrez.
Yeah, it's Goody, because he's got a nice booty. What? Okay, yeah, what's up, Shark Biza? Oh, my God. That sounds like an Operation Yellowstream.
Sorry, guys, I'm busy.
That sounds like an Operation Yellowstream.
What's up, man? How are you?
As we say in the military, as we said in the military school for me, Tim Raynor was in the Air Force, but Operation Yellowstream, guess what that means. Ew! What's up, sweet daddy?
Not much, man. Just finishing up a nice urinating session.
Great.
I'm chilling over here at my grandma's house with all my cousins. He's going to college here, and tomorrow's his first day, so we're saying goodbye and crying and hugging him and that kind of deal.
What college is he going to?
Northwest, up in Maryville.
Maryville, that is. That's a hike around from here.
Is that the Bearcats?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Yep. Northwest Missouri State, Division II, come on.
I would have picked Central Missouri, but, you know, Northwest is a good one as well. Just saying.
Yeah, they're both boring.
Go Mules.
At least he's in Missouri. So, Sharkbait, the news that we have for you, and we're not going to break it here because it's already been broken all over the Internet, the new cast of this upcoming, the forthcoming season of The Ultimate Fighter features one Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez, yourself.
Yes, it's been a hard secret to keep in, and I've kind of done a good job with it, but finally I can talk about it and let people know that I'm actually on the next season. And it's cool because it'll be the first season with half the house is girls and half the house is guys. So it'll be interesting with girls in the house.
Now, I was surprised that men were going to be fighting women on this.
Yeah, you would think, but it was the same weight division, so I guess it worked out.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot easier tournament if it were that way.
Well, let's get right down to it. Do you win?
You have to tune in September 4th. I almost just said what happens, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got to be careful with what we ask because you might be a little too honest. But September 4th is the premiere.
Talk to us a little bit about the fight, or not the fight because you can't tell us the result, obviously, but getting the call and then going out to Vegas, that whole process. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I had shoulder surgery about 2 years ago. And so I had a long layoff, and I actually had my first fight scheduled back. It was going to be on May 4th, and so I was going to take that fight. Well, then the UFC announces that the next Ultimate Fighter is going to be at 135 pounds, which is my weight. So what I was thinking was, okay, I'm not sure if I'm going to be ready for that competition level, but usually when guys try out for the show, it takes them 3 or 4 times to try out. So my thinking was, I'm just going to go try out since my first time. I'm not going to get on. And then, 3 years down the road or however it may be, then I'll actually get on the show. Then it'll be my third time trying out and I'll get on. And it actually turned out really well. I got on the show and, got an opportunity to try out. So flew out to Vegas, tried out, and they called me back and said, we want you to fight and see if you can get into the house. What? So I did.
Yes, you did. Now, what can you tell us about the tryout process? I mean, obviously, you go out there, and it's not just fighting. They want some sort of personality. They want some potential as a fighter to see, how you're going to develop and be successful. Tell us a little about that process, if you can.
Yeah, so basically, the only requirements are you have to be 21, and you have to have a winning professional record. And so, there's a ballroom with hundreds and hundreds of people. There's probably about 700 people there, and you wait in this line, and you have to fill out this big packet, and you turn it into them, and then they check your weight. And so, that whole process took 3 hours in itself. And then after everybody turns in their paperwork and they kind of review over, they start kicking people out that, aren't going to meet the requirements, or they know they're just not going to have on the show. So they start telling people to leave. They narrow that down to maybe 200.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And then out of that 200, they break you up into groups of 50. And basically you just go into a room and you grapple in front of the UFC matchmakers. And they basically just watch you grapple. And then they kind of rate you with that. And then after all 200 guys grapple, then there's another 3-hour process where you're waiting around. And they see, okay, these guys are moving on to the next round of tryouts. And they name about 80 guys. And then so that 80 goes into a room and it hits pads in front of the matchmakers and all that. Then they narrow that 80 down to about 40, and then they say, okay, you're going to stay in Vegas for another 5 days on our dollar. We'll take care of everything, give you spending money. And that's when you meet with the Fox producers. And you meet with the Fox producers, they ask you these questions. And then from there, then they send you home after the 5 days, and you wait on the call and hope you get it.
Well, obviously they identified something in you, and we're talking to Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez and his upcoming featured performance on this season of The Ultimate Fighter.
At what time were you realizing that you had a real shot? Because you said that you just wanted to go out there to try out, see how you did, and then, you would try out again. But at what time did you realize, oh, holy crap, I could really make at least the, final 20 or whatever it is?
Yeah, it was basically like after the first round of grappling, I'm like, holy crap, they called my name. I'm going on to the next round. And then after the pads, I'm like, are you serious? They called my name again to meet with the Fox producers. And then, even when they kept me down in that 5-day process, I was down to, 40 guys left, and they keep, 16 guys. So out of the 40, but I still didn't think, there's so many studs there, and I still didn't think I was going to get picked. So I'm just chilling at home waiting on the call, and then I get an email and then a call, and they're like, hey, we're going to fly you down on this date, and you're going to fight, and if you fight, you get into the house. And I was like, wow, I can't even believe it. But so I trained hard regardless, just in case, you know, cause you don't want to wait around for the call and, ooh, I got it, and then start training. You got to get ready just in case. So I'd been training hard for it, and I was more than ready for the elimination fight.
Now, on the elimination fight, last season on The Ultimate Fighter, we got to see fighters bring in, you know, family members and friends. Were you able to do that for this show, for this season?
Yeah, I was able to bring four family members or friends.
Do they pay for that?
No.
No?
No, wow. Your family has to pay for that on their own.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But they pay for my ticket.
Yeah, that's important. Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez, Kansas City-based fighter and undefeated as a pro. All first-round stoppages. He is on the new season of The Ultimate Fighter. Is this 18?
18, I believe,
this
yes.
is 18. The first time they've pitted men against women. No, it's men and women in the house, and the two women are coaches. And it's Ronda Rousey, of course, the UFC. I'm not sure what the weight class is for women, but she's the UFC champion, the only women's champion in the UFC. And she was coaching against an opponent she's beaten, Miesha Tate, who's also, I hate to say stud for a woman because it just doesn't make any sense, but a real badass as
right,
a woman
there,
fighter.
There's a good one.
But she was the opposing coach, and I guess you probably can't tell us which team you're on. Is that correct?
I cannot tell you that, but going back to the women, they're also not hard to look at either, which made it a little bit better.
Can you tell us if there was any romances in the house? And not just between the men and the women, but maybe it's the women and the women. I mean, you never know.
You'll have to tune in and find out.
I guess when we start that September 4th,
Will your fight, did they tell you afterwards that, like, all fights will be aired, or did they say, like, okay, after this fight, you know, you'll probably be a highlight, your full fight will be shown? Did they give you any kind of indication of what we'll see as far as your fight?
They will show every fight, that's for sure. The ones who went all three rounds, I'm not sure how they're going to do that, if they're going to break it up into the highlights and just kind of narrate what was happening. I'm not exactly sure, but I do know they'll show every fight, at least, you know, some of it.
What was your experience like? I guess you probably can't tell us much, but like with Dana White and just the whole UFC organization, and how did they treat you and all that stuff?
It was just pretty surreal because, you know, what actually got me into MMA was season 5 of The Ultimate Fighter, which was Nate Diaz, you know, Manny Gambarian. I think the coaches were Jens Pulver and BJ Penn. And, you know, I was, you know, watching that season and became obsessed with it. How cool would it be on the show, live in the house? Man, I should start training. That'd be fun. So I start training. I have a lot of amateur fights. And then, you know, come 5 years later, I'm actually on the show. And so being in the house, fighting in front of Dana White, it was pretty surreal. It was kind of a dream come true.
Did you have a chance to talk to him one-on-one? I mean, did you smack him on the ass? I mean, you've been watching since you were, what, a boy of 12? But what was your interaction like with Dana White?
Yeah, we had a lot of personal time. One time I was in his office getting candy. And like when I was before the elimination fights, we were in the tough gym. And I saw like a door that was open and kind of went in there and started grabbing candy. And then one of the producers was like, this is Dana White's office, get out. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry. And then grabbed the Jolly Ranchers. But,
nice.
So it was good. Shark bait. Probably a little too much information there.
All right. Well, shark bait, Anthony Gutierrez, the star of the forthcoming season 18 of The Ultimate Fighter. It's on now. No, it's not on Spike TV anymore.
It's on Fox Sports 1.
Fox Sports 1, which is the new channel that's really heavy on the MMA activity.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can see that premiere September 4th. A local boy, the star of The Ultimate Fighter 18, Sharkbait Anthony Gutierrez, has joined us. Thank you so much, sweet daddy. Good
Thanks
luck in your career, and we'll certainly be talking to you very soon.
T-Mac, we got to watch SummerSlam after this.
I know. I'm ready for it.
All right, guys. I'll see you later. Thanks for having me on.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming on with us, and we will take a break and come back with the star of Season 17. Zach Cummings will be with us. He's fighting in 10 days.
And the upcoming star of the next UFC fight night.
Exactly. He'll join us in studio. Zach Cummings will join us on Fight Show Live on Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan.
What's up, people? Mr. Old School, alter ego to the Mountie, here to let you know about a new podcast that I've been working on called Old School at the Movies. We talk all about the latest news and rumors, we review stats, we've got our own movie review of the week, predictions, contests, all that good stuff. Check us out at oldschoolmovies.net. Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Experts in the business of beatdowns. Back to Fight Show Live on Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan. The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Your boot?
Yeah. A little Canadian activity for you. It's Fight Show Live, Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan. And thank you so much to Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez, the star of the forthcoming season of The Ultimate Fighter on Fox Sports 1. And that's season 18. Season 17 star. I think he scored like a 9-second knockout on season 17. And he was on the first show that we had in this installment, or at least this version of Fight Show Live. Zach Cummings will join us. He is on his way up to the studio as we speak. Now, we do you have an opportunity? Now, you're more of a wrestling fan, Tim.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have an opportunity to watch any of the Ultimate Fighting activity last night, the UFC?
I did not. I was here last night
working.
Babysitting a NASCAR race.
Working, earning.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that the main event featured Chael Sonnen.
It did.
Shogun Hua. And man, he has got, you know, he's a huge wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah. Big friends with CM Punk.
Yeah.
Who's in action as we speak. At SummerSlam.
SummerSlam, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, there is a crossover, obviously, with the... SummerSlam is tonight?
SummerSlam's tonight. Right now, CM Punk is battling Brock Lesnar. And as it stands, as I'm looking right
former
now...
Former UFC heavyweight champion.
Former UFC heavyweight champion. He's got the gloves on and the,
and
the shorts.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, he sells it up, and he just is a beast laying it around.
Well,
yeah.
For sure. I mean, national champion wrestler in Minnesota, then he became... You know, I think he was the youngest.
At the time he was the youngest, and he was the undisputed heavyweight champion
WWE,
right.
Youngest champion, and then I mean, in his fifth or sixth fight, became UFC heavyweight champion. So
he's a monster of a man.
Not exactly, nothing to sneeze at. The accomplishments of Brock Lesnar in action tonight at SummerSlam, and now we have with us, and he's got to get himself situated. Oh my God, he's skinny. You are skinny. The star of The Ultimate Fighter season 17, huh?
That was insinuating that he was fat. He has never been fat.
But no, but he's...
Fat!
He's always been around. I mean, he competed on The Ultimate Fighter season 17 at 185 pounds, the middleweight division. And we have now with us, and hopefully his headphones work so he can enjoy himself, Zach Cummings.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming in, man. Now, what's that pink stuff you're drinking? It's not pink lemonade, is it?
It's my baby water mixed with
nursery purified water.
No, it's got some extra minerals for some extra nutrition.
A little extra nutrients for that ass.
That's right.
And you have a fight in 10 days, and you're fighting it. And now, this will technically be your first UFC fight, and it's on a Wednesday. And it's in Indianapolis, Indiana, as opposed to Indianapolis, Massachusetts. But now, you know, there's a lot of questions that we'll get into. But what about the weight cut? I mean, because you competed on The Ultimate Fighter as season 17 as a 185 pounder. You're going down to 170. Have you fought at 170 before?
Never fought at 170. This is gonna be my debut down there. I've always fought at 205 and 185. And I guess one day I just decided to get healthy. And
healthy?
Yeah, you know, just...
You've been beating the hell out of people at 185 and 205.
Yeah, but I've never really been shredded, you could say. I've been a little softer on the midsection, as you call me fat walking in the door.
No. I didn't call you fat. I said skinny. I mean, you just look skinny. Because I've... I've never seen you look so lean. Zach Cummings is with us. He's fighting in 10 days in the UFC. And he was the star of The Ultimate Fighter Season 17. But so how do you feel? I mean, do you feel any different? Do you feel just as strong? I mean, what you know, what's the gradual, you know, weight reduction getting down to 170? I mean, how does it feel?
Right now everything's actually going great. I feel phenomenal. I did a catch weight of 180 before, and I about killed myself getting down there, and I felt really weak. But having a very strict diet, eating or drinking 2 gallons. I've been drinking 2 gallons of water a day.
Wow!
And just Jesus. I mean, just everything's been very clean, doing 2 or 3 days, and I just done everything the right way, opposed to how I normally cut weight and just lose a ton at one time in the last couple of days for a fight, and I just am like walking dead. I've already hit my 185 walking weight, and I feel I'm just fine. So I'm actually looking forward to 170 now. I was pretty scared at first, but right now I feel like I'm just going to be just feel great, and it's going to be a monster at this weight. So
he's going to be a monster. You know what a monster is? Half man, half monster.
Who's helping you with this weight cut? Since this is your first time to 170, obviously you're not doing this by yourself. Who else is, you know, guiding you through this process?
Really, most of it's just me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I learned some things from Mike Dolce on the show.
Uh-huh.
So, I got to give him some credit. But a lot of it is mainly just stuff that I've kind of put together and talked to other guys about. One person did help, a guy named Tyler Minton from Tennessee, is a nutritionist, and he actually came and did about a 4 week or three and a half week fight camp with me, and he just fought last night and won the first round, so
yeah.
Give him a little credit. But he was staying with me, and we were kind of cutting weight together because he's also a pretty big 170 pounder, and we kind of were doing on the same regiment and everything, so he kind of kept me honest with myself and everything. But most of it's just kind of been just my own thing. It's working really well.
So you fight on a Wednesday. That's also another concern, I would think. Is that going to affect you any different? Because usually, you know, fights are Friday or Saturday night. This is a Wednesday. Does that switch up anything that you've done in the past?
It might be a little different, especially the main thing I'm concerned, not really the Wednesday, is the I'm like the second fight on the card. Normally I'm a main event.
Right.
Or, you know, co-main event. I'm always fighting real late at night, and this time I'll probably be fighting mid-afternoon maybe. So that might mess with me more than anything, of not trying to sleep in and, you know, make sure I get enough rest, but get up and get my body moving and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm more worried about the time of day I fight than actual Wednesday. I don't think that will
bug
me.
How do you train for that? You know what I mean? Because, like you said, you do usually fight late at night. How do you train to fight earlier? Do you train earlier, you know, during your training camp, or what do you do?
I really don't think I need to change too much. I mean, I work out every morning. I work out in the afternoon. So my body is operating up every day at all hours of the day. So I don't really think I have to get used to too much. If I was going to, you know, go overseas or, you know, fight at a completely, like, really random time or a real late night, then I might have to try to, you know, change something there of maybe start working out, like, halfway through the night or something. But,
right.
But just for a few hours, I don't think it's really going to bug me.
Well, I mean, you do 2 or 3 workouts a day, and I mean, you might be sparring in the mid-afternoon. I mean, you do a morning session, then you get some afternoon session activity, maybe some conditioning midday. But so, I mean, that's... I mean, your body will be acclimated in some sense. I mean, to some afternoon activity.
For sure, it should be. That's kind of what I'm expecting.
And fighting Benny Alloway. What do you know about this guy? I don't know much. I mean, you know, it's Benny Alloway. Who's Benny Alloway? What's his deal?
Right.
He was on the Ultimate Fighter Smash this season. So it was the
Australian one.
Yeah, the Australia versus UK. Mm-hmm. And he's from Australia. He was on Team Australia, obviously. But from what I've seen, he's a really tough guy. Hard to put away.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, pretty much. He's a decent striker. Haven't really seen too much of his wrestling, or he's decent on the ground. But I really feel like I'm better than him everywhere. But he's a really tough guy, a really tough opponent. I can't take him lightly. So I just need to go in there and, you know, fight my fight, do what I need to do, and hopefully get out of there early.
And the fight's 10 days from now. It's Condit versus Campman 2, a rematch between those two. Did Campman win that first one, split decision, something like that?
Yeah, I thought Carlos won the
fight.
Well,
it's a split decision.
Right, yeah.
You can go either way.
Right.
So you agreed with that one judge.
Yeah, I did.
It's UFC Fight Night, Wednesday, August 28th, 10 days from now, I believe. And this is on the new channel, Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, but it'll be Fox Sports 1. Event two. How do you feel about this being your first UFC fight? Obviously, you've said you've been main event before. You've been on national TV, on Access, I believe, or at the time it was HDNet. But now this is the UFC. This is the big show. Do you feel any different going into your first UFC fight?
Right now, no. I'm as confident as I possibly can be. You know, I mean, I fought for Strikeforce, fought for Bellator, fought up in Canada for Maximum Fighting. I've been to large shows. I've been, you know, on many different stations, TV-wise. So, you know, I've had the exposure. Obviously, the UFC is the UFC. It's still it's the biggest stage possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure when I get there, you know, I might have a little extra nerves. But I'm not really, like, overwhelmed right now. I feel very confident. I really know I belong there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at it that way. So it's my time to shine, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, you have fought in the UFC octagon in terms of at least on the reality show, and you were very successful there. I mean, and then you would have fought on their that finale show of that season, season 17 of The Ultimate Fighter, but you had an injury. But, like, I mean, it was pretty impressive the way it is. Was that how you got into the house with that quick knockout?
Yeah, that was
what was that, nine?
That's seven.
I was, excuse, I get, seven I'm seconds. Sorry. See, I get it wrong.
Yeah.
9 seconds.
Don't
no,
cheat
it,
the
it
man.
It was 7 seconds.
It was seven.
I'm trying to screw him out of the 2 seconds.
Right. Don't ever do that.
7 seconds. I mean, you know, you floored the bastard. It was over. I mean, yeah. But then so you had that experience, and it's not a big audience, obviously. It's not a big venue. It's in probably a warehouse, I would guess. And but you're in front of the UFC brass. I mean, you know, all of the, I mean, except for the Fatitas probably aren't there, but Dana White. You know, and the big wigs, in large part, are there watching you perform, and they were there for the whole 6 or 8 weeks that you were in that house.
Exactly, and the Fatitas actually showed up.
Oh, were they? Wow.
For a lot of the fights, actually. So,
and he had the season where Mike Tyson, right? Mike Tyson was there.
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
that's what they said in Japanese or in Japan. He fought in Japan, and they said Mike Tyson. But so now you were on Chael Sonnen's team. What did you think about Chael Sonnen's performance last night against Shogun Hua?
It was unbelievable. Surprised the hell out of me, honestly.
A submission.
Yeah, right. You were saying as we were walking up here, you trained with him for how many weeks?
Yeah, I trained with him for, what, 7 on the show, and I went out to Portland, trained for about 5 before I got hurt getting ready for the finale fight. I don't think I've ever seen him throw a guillotine once.
Right.
Hardly any submissions, period, but especially a guillotine, so... And, you know, pull guard went to his back. So.
He pulled guard. I couldn't believe it. A wrestler pulling. I mean, like he's so dedicated, and guys that are like that are so dedicated to their wrestling. You know, I mean, you got, you know, like.
Yeah, you can work on your striking, but when it comes to grappling, they still rely on
like
being
Dan Henderson is really a pure wrestler, but he discovered that he had power. But so he kind of, now he's that's his go-to thing for the most part. Right. You don't see him doing a lot of wrestling.
You never see him pull guard.
Never. But a wrestler pulling someone onto your back, it's incongruous, as if that's the word. I don't know, man, but it was so bizarre. I couldn't believe that that's the way he did it.
It was pretty funny. I texted him last night congratulating him, you know, summing up black belts like they're nothing, and
right,
and, you know, being true chill form. And hours later, about 2:30 in the morning our time, which was, 3 or 4 o'clock there.
Right.
And he randomly texted me, like, couldn't have it to a better guy.
That is awesome.
Is he really like the smart ass and sort of the wild man, at least with the way he expresses himself on the microphone? Is he really like that?
He's almost the exact opposite. He is a very good person. He's very polite, respectful. And he knows what, you know, he knows he's a business for himself, and
right,
he really has to sell himself, and basically this is how he decided to do it, and he became amazing at it. So,
yeah, because you were telling us the last time you were on the show about how he went on a run,
yes,
and then after his run, he just decided, like, I'm going to start selling my fights by talking trash.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little more verbal in the press, is what he said, and now Chael Sonnen is
since then,
Chael P. Sonnen
right, yeah,
pops out of
yeah
nowhere.
Yeah, now, since then, have you ever had one of those runs where you're going, I'm going to change up my way of selling my fights? Have you had any of those epiphanies yet?
Oh, I've thought about it, but you know, it's just not me as a person, and it's you know, it might be hurting me at some point, but hopefully my fighting does enough talking for me.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you, especially your 7-second knockout, that's enough right there to get you tuned in.
And fists and feet and elbows, as Rampage Jackson would say, and knees and all that stuff, man. I mean, so yeah, Zach Cummings is with us. Are we still have some time with Zach, baby? Or yeah, so yeah, we'll make the time. Zach Cummings is with us. He's fighting Wednesday, August 20th. That's 10 days from now. UFC Fight Night, Condit versus Kampman number 2.
On Fox Sports 1. 2.
Don't forget the pause.
And that's
Don't
yeah.
forget the pause.
Right, exactly. Can't forget the pause, because then it's 12, and then everyone's confused.
And it's going to be a great card, and so we'll get to see some Zach Cummings in action. Now, you're going down to 170. What prompted that move? Because, you know, a lot of people think that 170, the most competitive division, and next to the lightweight division, 155. 185, you know, I've had people tell me recently, man, 185, I mean, you know, you got all you have there is Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman.
Yeah, all you have there, like, well, like they're pushovers.
But I mean, right, they're not. I mean, yeah. Obviously, but are you going down to a more competitive division in your mind? What prompted the move to 170?
I do think 170 might be a little more competitive overall. It's the depth of the weight class is definitely
right,
very
right.
tough. Honestly, I think it's just I'm just looking out for what's better for me. I'm at the point now where everybody is very good. They're very highly talented guys, and I need to be at the top level. I need to start treating myself like a professional. And you know, I was carrying around a little extra weight and everything, so now I wanted to be that larger guy in the weight class.
Ah,
and
I see.
I really think that it's really where I should have been for years. I just kind of was I hate to say lazy, but I just didn't make that the life changing.
You were content. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. It's not like I never really got manhandled. I never got muscled by anybody. I was just as strong as most guys at 185. So it's not really that really bothered me. But I figured, you know, moving up to this next step, and if I really want to see how far I can take my career, 170 is going to be my new home. And I think that's where I want to be.
So you'll be big at 170, but do you think you'll be able to maintain your power, your durability, I mean, your endurance, all of that stuff? I mean, coming down 15 pounds to this weight class?
I think actually you're going to see a rise in everything.
Wow.
I really do. My strength is, it's right, it's stayed. Actually, most people I train with say they actually think I feel stronger. And so I haven't lost I just don't have the weight to throw around, but my strength is there, my power is there. Getting faster.
And you're fast. I mean, and not that you were slow, but I've seen you in the gym, and I'm like, well, damn. I mean, and you got like a bunch of sweatpants and sweatshirts on and stuff. I'm like, damn, look at the speed. I didn't know Zach Cummings could move like that. I mean, it's really what, you know, what the old fight guys used to call economy of movement.
Yeah.
Not a lot of wasted motion. I mean, you know, you're keeping it in tight, you know, and snapping off, you know, punches and kicks and and it's like, damn, it looks impressive, man. And I think you're going to have a great run.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it. August 28th, 10 days.
10 days.
From today. 10 days from this afternoon. A little early.
Because you're going to be fighting in the afternoon, really. Yeah.
It's in Indianapolis, Indiana. He's fighting Benny Alloway from Australia. And we're looking for a Zach Cummings ass whipping on poor Benny Alloway. But man, thanks so much for taking the time for joining us in studio. It's awesome to look into the fiery eyes of a MMA killer before he does damage in the octagon, and it happens again 10 days from now, August 28th, UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1-2. So Zach Cummings has been our guest. Thank you so much for joining us, sweet daddy. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
And we'll come back and we'll do a little take it or leave it, maybe some other stuff too. Stay tuned. It's Fight Show Live on Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan.
Hi, everybody. This is Boxing Hall of Famer Al Bernstein. You're listening to Fight Show Live with Ozone and T-Mac.
Mixed Martial Arts has found a home in Kansas City. Fight Show Live with Ozone and T-Mac. Tune in every Sunday night at 8 as they cover the cage with news, commentary, calls, and big-name interviews.
Oh, my God!
Heel to the jaw.
How good was that?
Experts in the business of beatdown.
He paused with the left and bang! Right on the jaw.
Fight Show Live with Ozone and T-Mac. Sunday nights at 8 on Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan. Touch that dial and we'll kick your ass. You're tuned in to Fight Show Live with Ozone and T-Mac on Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan.
And we're back. Welcome back, ladies and or gentlemen. Probably mostly gentlemen, I would guess, listening to Fight Show Live on Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan. Thanks so much to Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez. He is debuting on The Ultimate Fighter Season 18, and that's women versus men.
Yes. No, it's not.
No, but there are women and men, the first time ever on that program, and it happens September 4th. And thank you to Zach Cummings, who remains in studio. He fights 10 days from now against Benny Alloway on UFC Fight Night. It's on Fox Sports 1.
Two.
So, the new channel, Fox Sports 1, heavy on the MMA, on the Condit versus Campman undercard. Zach Cummings is featured against Benny Alloway. Now, what do we have, T-Mac?
Well, I was also going to mention, also on that same undercard is Jason High, who we had on last week.
Of course, had him on last week.
Talking about his bathroom brawls.
Yeah. Yeah, he was fighting, as they say in the military, Tim Raynor, our engineer, in the head.
Yes.
That's what they call the turlet in the military. He's fighting James Head.
Yep. Yes, right? Yes, he is.
I said we're going to get High, and we got Jason High.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was on. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that was last week, though.
That was last week. That sounded like a bong activity. When we first talked to Sharkbait, I thought there was some bong activity, but of course there wasn't. It was an Operation Yellowstream.
Right. That's how he started off the interview.
Yeah.
He heard some urination.
Yeah.
Like
which
you do.
Which is cool. But, you
thank
know,
you for not doing that as well.
Right here in the studio. You guys got a cup?
Yeah.
But hey, they're fighters, man. They're comfortable in a lot of different situations that the rest of us mere mortals are not comfortable in.
Right. So last night... Ultimate Fight Night, I guess they were calling it 26, but it was the first show on Fox Sports 1, so I don't know how they're going to start categorizing
this.
Boy,
it gets complicated.
It does. So anyhow, recapping it, last night, as we just talked about, Chael Sonnen defeated Mauricio Shogun Hua by submission in the first round with a guillotine choke. And, Zach, we kind of got your comments about how he never threw a guillotine, at least that you ever saw.
You trained with him.
And you trained with him.
For several months. I mean, on the show and then outside of the show when he went up to Portland.
Yeah, he just smothered me. Just nonstop
right.
Smother.
It's, and so it's no
terrible.
Submission attempts.
It's
yeah.
Terrible.
He's just like saran wrap on you.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was the main event. Very impressive win by Chael Sonnen. Going to be interesting to see what Shogun does. Because I think my take from that was either has to go to 185 or just retire, because it just seems like everyone at 205 has bypassed him, and there's really...
whooping his ass.
Yeah, so, you know, and I obviously, I've never met him. I don't know how the weight cut could go, but it looks like he could cut to 170. I don't know if
wow.
that, you know, but... because he looks like he has some extra weight around the
well, yeah,
the belly area.
Former title
easy
holder.
Easy there. Easy there, right?
Well, you sure as hell don't have any extra weight around the...
yeah. Well, I'm not saying he's fat. I'm just saying I think he could go down to 170. Also last night, Travis Brown defeated Alistair Overeem.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What'd you think about that, guys?
Heart, man. He took a beating and just kept on going, kept trying to move. I thought they were going to stop at any moment.
Yeah.
I think he thought so, too. But, man, he's got a hell of a beard.
Kept going.
And the ref did give him, you know, the opportunity to continue. And he said, hey, I'm trying to get the hell out of here, man.
Right.
But, man, that guy, he's got a rock. So he's only lost once, hasn't he?
Yeah. In the UFC, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing I got that I took away from it is he kept throwing the same kick 10 times, it felt like. Every time.
Right.
It was like a video game where it's like it landed once, so you just keep hitting AB to hope that it lands again. And Alistair just kept pressing forward, and it landed that one time, and it knocked him.
Dropped him, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
No,
that was just...
No, I was impressed. I mean, you know, that guy has got, I mean, just tremendous, tremendous heart. And you know, I don't... It's one of those things where you think, you know, how good is he versus how good is Overeem? I mean, Overeem has been good for a long time, but he also, you know, he fought, what was it, 10 years ago, he fought Chuck Liddell.
Right.
I mean, he used to be 50 pounds lighter.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, and then, you know, of course, there was the steroid activity. And so, mm-hmm. and so you know, I mean, how good is Overeem in the UFC? He you know, he knocked the hell out of
Lesnar.
Barack Lesnar.
Barack Lesnar.
Yeah,
yes.
Let's get it right. It's Barack Lesnar.
Okay. Because
he would love that if we pronounce his name.
he
but,
would
But
love
the point
that.
Is, I mean, how good is Overeem? You know, Krokop came over. He was no superstar in the UFC. Some of those Pride guys,
right.
It doesn't translate to the UFC octagon.
Definitely. Also in action last night, we saw Uriah Faber defeat Yuri Alcantar by unanimous decision. That was pretty impressive. Agree?
I mean, it's a good fight.
He really dominated. And the thing with Uriah, I think, it's like he's in one of those cases, kind of like just because Rich Franklin's my favorite fighter and comes to mind. But he's in that I can beat everyone who's not the champion.
The champion,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Rich Franklin now is past his prime. Now he's actually losing fights to, you know, just people in the middle of the division. He is. But Uriah is still, you know, he's beating everyone except for, you know, Aldo, Dominic Cruz. So it's weird that kind of, you know, area that he's in, because does he get another title shot? Well, you would think, but he's had, what, 100 title shots, it feels like? I mean, it feels like every other fight's for a
title.
It's
in the 90s, I think. No, but no, you're right. I mean, but you're still – he's still a marketable guy.
Right,
and he's
exactly.
fun to watch, and he's a very engaging guy and everything. Mm-hmm. And he was the face of WEC,
yeah.
And he's certainly one of the faces of UFC now going forward.
And then another guy who thinks he deserves a title shot, speaking about title shots, we saw Matt Brown defeat Mike Pyle.
Mike Pyle.
And then he said Mike Pyle's better than GSP. Did anyone catch that?
I caught that.
I caught that too.
What are you talking about?
You know, I think GSP only got caught once by Matt Serra.
Right.
Got caught and knocked out. But Mike Pyle, Rory McDonald whooped that ass, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And knocked him out. And then he gets caught in 29. You know, and I like Mike Pyle. I went to a seminar in May of 08 at Extreme Couture. It was Jay Haran, Mike Pyle, and, you know, Randy Couture were the instructors. So I've been around him for 3 days and hung out, and he was cool.
Yeah.
And so I root for the guy.
But he's not better than GSP.
I wouldn't say he was better than GSP necessarily.
Not at all.
And then what I thought was almost kind of the upset of the night. I mean, you could say Travis Brown versus Alistair Overeem, but kind of back to your point, how good is Alistair because we, you know, Pride guys coming over. But the upset I thought of the night was John Howard over Uriah Hall. I thought Uriah Hall was kind of not given that fight, but I thought that fight was made for him to become a star in the UFC's eyes.
See, I was actually opposite on that.
Really?
I thought that was a very tough fight for Uriah, and I'm
and you know
I'm,
Uriah.
I'm good friends with Uriah. And,
yeah.
Seeing the Vegas lines, the odds for him, I couldn't believe he was the biggest favorite on the card. I mean, I thought it was a tough fight. It was a close fight, and it ended up being one, but I was actually blown away by the odds. But, I mean, that was just kind of my thinking.
And then the fight that started off the debut of Fox Sports 1, we saw Michael Johnson defeat Joe Lozon by unanimous decision. The scores I thought were interesting. I thought two of them were right on, and then I'd love to get someone's...
One guy was, what,
30-25? 30-25.
Yeah, did you see Michael's face?
Yeah. I mean,
it was great.
You know, even if you think you kicked the guy's ass, you still don't think you kicked his ass 30-25.
No, and another Ultimate Fighter competitor and a frequent guest on this show. And that's going to do it for us, guys. Man, we're always always such a short time together. But thank you so much to Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez, September 4th, the debut of the Ultimate Fighter 18. He is the star on that particular program, Local Boy, Sharkbait Baby, Shark Biza. And thank you to the star of the Ultimate Fighter 17, Zach Cummings, in the studio. He's fighting the 28th.
And he will be the star of the upcoming fight night in 10 days.
That's right.
10 days from now, he's going to whoop that ass on Benny Alloway. And that's on Fox Sports 1, Event 2. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week on Fight Show Live, Sports Radio 102.5. The Fan.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
We are Kansas City Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan.
KCMO-FM HD2 Shawnee. A Cumulus station.
Powered by Cigar and Tobacco Limited. Smoking sports talk 24/7. FM Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan.